This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org. Good Things to Eat as Suggested by Rufus, by Rufus Estes. Section 19. Soufflés and Fillings for Cakes. Soufflés. Asparagus soufflé. Only very tender asparagus should be used. Cut it fine and boil tender in salted water. Add the well-beaten yolks of 4 eggs, 1 tablespoonful of soft butter, a saltspoon of salt, and a little pepper. Then fold in the stiffly beaten whites of eggs and bake in a steady oven. Canned asparagus can be substituted for fresh. Cabbage soufflé. Chop a solid white head of cabbage and cook in salted water until tender. Drain and place in a butter dish in layers with a sprinkling of grated cheese between. Mix 2 tablespoonfuls each of flour and butter. Add 1 cupful of rich milk, the beaten yolks of 2 eggs, and a saltspoon of salt and mustard. Stir over the fire until it boils. Then add the stiffly beaten whites of eggs. Pour over the cabbage and bake for 1/2 hour. Cheese soufflé. Mix together 1/2 cup breadcrumbs, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoonful mustard, and a dash of cayenne. Add a tablespoonful butter, 1½ cups milk, and cook over hot water. When heated, remove. Add, while hot, 2 cups grated cheese and the well-beaten yolks of 3 eggs. Cool. When ready to bake, add the beaten whites of 4 eggs and 1 cup of whipped cream. Fill individual cups half full, set in a pan of hot water, and bake 15 minutes in a quick oven. Corn soufflé. To 1 pint of sweet grated corn, canned corn, drain and run through a food chopper, which may be used. Add the well-beaten yolks of 2 eggs, 1 pint of sweet milk, 1 small teaspoonful of salt, 1½ tablespoons full of sugar, and the stiffly beaten whites of the eggs. Mix well and bake in a buttered casserole or ramequins for 40 minutes. Guernsey cheese soufflé. Pin a narrow folded paper, thoroughly buttered on the inside, around 6 or 8 ramekins, and butter the ramekins thoroughly. Melt 2 tablespoonfuls butter, and in it cook 2 tablespoonfuls of flour, and 1/4 teaspoonful each of salt and paprika. When the mixture looks frothy, stir in 1/2 cup of milk and stir until boiling. Then add 4 ounces grated cheese and the beaten yolks of 3 eggs. Lastly, fold in the stiffly whipped whites of 3 eggs. Put the mixture into the ramekins, letting it come up to the paper or nearly to the top of the dishes. Set the ramekins on many folds of paper in a dish, pour in boiling water to 1/2 full, and let bake in a moderate oven until the mixture is well puffed up and firm to the touch. Remove the buttered paper, set the ramekins in place, and serve at once. A green vegetable salad seasoned with French dressing and a brown cracker may accompany the dish. Soufflé of carrots. Boil the carrots and mash them fine. Add a little sugar to taste, a pinch of salt, a spoonful of flour, and a good lump of butter, the well-beaten yolks of 4 eggs, and lastly, fold in the stiffly beaten whites. Bake in a quick oven in the dish in which it may be served. Tomato soufflé. Stew 3 cupfuls of tomato down to 2. Add seasoning to taste and 6 eggs, the whites beaten stiff, and bake for 10 or 15 minutes, or until set. Serve as soon as done. Fillings for cakes. Coffee cream for Charlotte and Eclair. Flavor 1 pint of rich thick cream with 1/4 cup of black coffee and 1 teaspoon of lemon. Add about 1/2 cup of sugar. Chill and whip it until thick enough to stand. Pour it into molds lined with thin sponge cake or lady fingers. Fill them level and ornament the top with some of the cream forced through a tube. Filling. For the filling, scald 1 cup of milk with 3 level tablespoons of ground coffee and let stand where it will be hot but not to boil for 5 minutes. Strain, add 1/2 cup of sugar, 3 level tablespoons of flour, and a pinch of salt. Cook in a double boiler 15 minutes. Add 1 beaten egg and cook 2 minutes, stirring to keep smooth. Cool and add 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla flavoring. Fill the cream cakes and cover with cream beaten thick, sweetened with powdered sugar, and flavored with a few drops of vanilla. Filling for cake. Soak a level tablespoon of gelatin in 1 tablespoon of cold water for 1/2 hour. Add 1 tablespoon of boiling water and stir. Beat 1 pint of cream stiff. Then beat in the soaked gelatin. Add powdered sugar to make sweet and a small teaspoon of vanilla flavoring or enough to suit the taste. Put this filling in thick layers between the cakes and cover the top one with a white icing. Fig or date frosting. These frostings are excellent to use upon any kind of cake, but as they are rather rich in themselves, they seem better suited for light white cake. If figs are preferred, they should be chopped fine. If dates, the stones and as much as possible of the white lining should be removed, and then they should be chopped fine. For a good size loaf of cake, baked in 2 layers, use a scant 1/4 pound of either the chopped dates or figs. Put into a double boiler or saucepan with a very little boiling water, just enough to make the mass pliable. Let them stand and heat while the syrup is boiling. For this, 2 cups of fine granulated sugar and 1/2 cup of boiling water are required. Boil without stirring them till the syrup, take it upon the spoon or skewer, will thread. Do not allow it to boil too hard at first. When the sugar is thoroughly melted, move the saucepan to a hotter part of the stove so that it may boil more vigorously. Have ready the whites of 2 eggs beaten dry. Now to them add the fig or date paste and pour the boiling syrup in a fine stream over the tube, beating all the time. Beat occasionally while cooling, and when thoroughly cold, add 1 teaspoonful of lemon extract, and it is ready for use. These frostings may be a trifle sticky the day they are made, especially if the syrup is not boiled very long, but the stickiness disappears by the 2nd day, even if kept in a stone jar. Lemon jelly. Grate 2 lemons, add the juice, 1 cup of white sugar, 1 large spoonful of butter, and the yolks of 3 eggs. Stir constantly over the fire until it jellies. When cold, spread between cakes. Maple icing. Scrape 1/2 pound of maple sugar and melt. Add 2 tablespoons of boiling water. While hot, pour over the cake. Be sure to melt the sugar before adding the water. Mocha filling and icing. A rich but much liked filling for small cakes is made by boiling 1 cup of sugar and 1/2 cup of very strong or very black coffee together until the syrup will thread. In the meantime, wash 1 cup of sweet butter in cold water to take out all the salt. Put in a piece of cheesecloth and pat it until all the moisture is dried out. Beat until creamy, adding slowly the beaten yolk of 1 egg and the syrup. Spread this filling between layer cakes, but it is more often used to pipe over the top of small cakes. Orange filling. 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 1/2 level tablespoons flour, grated rind of 1/2 orange, 1/3 cup of orange juice, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 egg beaten slightly, 1 teaspoon melted butter. Mix the ingredients and cook in a double boiler for 12 minutes, stirring constantly. Cool before using. End of Soufflés and Fillings for Cakes. Read by Dennis Sayers in Modesto, California, summer 2006 for LibriVox.